supernatural happen. Asking you to keep doing what you're doing. Every morning I open my eyes and I'm able to move, speak, and breathe. Some may consider these five simple things, but I am wise enough to know that it could have been me.
You won't give up on me. Your love is all. Rekindle and Waiting 2020, the Marriage and Singles Seminar, sponsored by Rebirth Ministries and lead pastor John Belvin Sr. February 15th at the Diamond Grill, upstairs in the Tudor Room, 924 North 3rd Street in Alexandria. This Marriage and Singles Seminar will be from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. and from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. there'll be formal dining at the Diamond Grill. Grand door prizes include an expense pay trip to New Orleans for a married couple, dinner at the Diamond Grill, a movie for two, and more. Pre-registration is through Givelify, Cash App, or through the church at 1226 MacArthur Drive, 318-769-1994. You can find the seminar prices at www.rebirthmen.org. The Rekindle and Waiting 2020 Marriage and Singles Seminar from Rebirth Ministries, a proud underwriting sponsor of KAYT, KQJO-FM.
Activate dance mode countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Tune in to CJ every Monday and Saturday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., bringing the best of Southern Soul and R&B right here on your favorite station. You know what I'm talking about.
Talking about the Boom Boom Room.
Yeah, the Boom Boom Room. That's it.
Hello, I'm George Duke. He held the world heavyweight boxing title for 12 years and was hailed as the Brown Bomber. He went on to gross more than $4 million during the peak years of his career. His name, of course, is Joe Louis. This is another page from Black History Notes. We'll be right back after this.
The First Evening Star, Baptist Church, the Bayou Blessing, with Dr. Saron Williams Sr., the pastor, presents the second annual Gospel Quartet Explosion, featuring national recording artist Ron Lynn and the Concert Supremes. Ron Lynn and the Concert Supremes of Natchitoches, Louisiana, also starring the Junior Disciples of Big Cane, the Anointed Praise Singers of Grand Cane, and the Sensational Six from Lake Providence. The First Evening Star Baptist Church, the Bayou Blessing, 6511 Bayou Rapids Road in Alexandria, Saturday, March 21st at 6 p.m. Tickets are $15, booths are $50. The second annual Gospel Quartet Explosion, featuring national recording artist Ron Lynn and the Concert Supremes, Saturday, March 21st at 6 p.m. Don't you miss it! The First Evening Star Baptist Church and Dr. Saron Williams Sr. are both proud sponsors of KAYT, KQJO-FM.
I'm George Duke for Black History Notes. Joseph Louis Barrow, world heavyweight boxing champion from 1937 to 1949, was born in Lexington, Alabama in 1914. He was disinterested in school and went to work full-time at the local Ford plant in Detroit. He amused himself with the neighborhood boys as a street boxer. An amateur fighter, Thurston McKinney, asked Joe to spar with him, and the aspiring champion was promptly knocked out. Louis went on to win the Golden Gloves title in 1934 and then turned professional in July 1934. After 36 professional fights, Louis was ready for a shot at the title. On June 22, 1937, Louis defeated James Braddock and won the World Heavyweight title, which he retained for 12 years. During World War II, Louis was drafted into the Army as a private, but was soon promoted to sergeant. He was used by the government as a morale builder for the troops, putting on exhibition bouts at Army camps around the world. Louis grossed more than $4 million during his peak years, but suffered heavy losses due to unsuccessful business ventures. That was another interesting page from Black History Notes. I'm George Duke. Thanks for listening.
KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
We'll be right back.
Yeah. know we're not supposed to sing this tonight, but I keep hearing this. And after all that I've been through, I've got a story to tell you. He wouldn't let the devil consume me, because God knew he could use me. And God is no respecter of person. What he's done for me, he's done for me, he'll do the same for you. Listen, cause he's given you the same grace. God has given you the same grace. God's given you the same grace. I'm talking about that Daniel grace. Hey, same. Put your hand on your neighbor's shoulder and tell him, God is no respecter of persons. Oh, what he's done for me, he'll do the same for you. God is no respecter of persons. What he's done. He's given you the same grace. I needed to release that tonight. So some of you would understand that even though you are in the fire, the same grace that he gave Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego is the same grace that God has given you. What is that, Bishop? What is that grace, Bishop? You're going to be in the fire, but when you come out, you won't smell like smoke. You're going to be in the fiery furnace, but when you come out, you won't look like what you've been through. God's given you the same grace. Just say, same grace.
Same grace.
We're going up one more time, Bond. Y'all raise it again. Now lay your hands on your neighbor's shoulder and tell them this. I ain't supposed to be singing it tonight, but I felt like somebody needed to hear it tonight. A curse on my life, but now I got grace on my life. That's a grace on my life.
That's a grace on my life.
We got to move because we got church in the morning. Say, there's a grace on my life.
There's a grace on my life.
And after all that I I've got a story to tell you. He will let the devil consume me.
Reverend J.J. Rex. Reverend J.J. Rex was a prominent minister in central Louisiana, and he pastored two relatively large black congregations. He used the pulpit to encourage blacks to insist on being treated as first-class citizens. He was very active in the NAACP and in the initial integrating of the public school system in Rapides Parish. He served as bodyguard for the first group of black students that tried to integrate Bolton High School, which was all white at the time. He worked very hard to get as many blacks as possible to register and vote. On several occasions, Reverend Rex personally accompanied black persons to register to vote. Reverend Rex was fearless and very outspoken. Reverend J.J. Rex was blessed with having a formal education, having graduated from now defunct Leland College. Reverend J.J. Rex, a man of color, helping other persons of color to achieve success